Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand. Al pie del cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
Good morning, good people. How are you doing out there? A happy Friday to all of you. Happy Friday. Let's see who's joining us right now. In the live audience, we've got Pedro. Happy Friday, he says. Nessa Finessa, hello. So happy to be here. So happy to have you here, Nessa. We've got Vero. Good morning, beautiful warriors around the universe and beyond. It's Friday. We've got Born to Iron Man. We've got The Bridge. If you want to be as cool, sexy, and charming as those people, simply head to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you want to vote and opine on all the things that we, all the polls and interactive sections we do on the show, you can do that via my Instagram. That's @professionalbohemian. If you want to keep up with all the news, all the content, see all the video footage we film of the show, you can do that at my Patreon, which is patreon.com/professionalbohemian. Professional Bohemian? Bohemio profesional, pero en inglés. So easy. All right. Oh my God, do we have a good show for you today. We're returning to, I don't know, I guess we're going to head back into some more sensitive and more controversial topics on the show. And this this initial topic is one of those. Today, we asked 100 humans to name a reason why you wouldn't have a child. Name a reason not to have a child. Nombra un razón para no tener un hijo. Name a reason not to have a child. Got a lot of responses, like in the region of 50, 60, something like that. It's going to be, but I'll try and do justice to all of them. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what happens when you spend too much time on a computer. That's a good one. Today's unpopular opinion is not everyone should become a parent. Ooh. Are we going to war with societal norms today? Well, yeah, maybe. I think you might be surprised. But yeah, some very, very strong opinions on this matter. So we will we'll try and treat it with the reverence and the seriousness it deserves. At the end of the day, I am not a parent, so I'm going to be relying on you today, Natch. I'm going to be relying on you. No plans for the weekend, sir? No.
No. Oh, not yet.
The best plans. The best plans are no plans. Yeah, no, me neither yet. So the Friday, this evening and Saturday with Izzy. Sunday, Izzy is going to see a horse. So I'm... No, so she's going to see a friend who has a horse. So I'll obviously avoid that. yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I have a project that I've been kind of semi-working on. Well... been in the ideas phase for like a year, Natch, and I need to really kind of really take a bet on it. So I'm gonna hopefully get into that project on Sunday. What is that project? Well, if you remember my Patreon community, perhaps this weekend you'll have a little insight into what that is. All right, let's not waste any more time. I'm here, you're here, Natch is here. Let's see what's going on in the world. All right, here we go. To provide a little nuance and a little balanced perspective in the show, we're going to talk about Neuralink, Natch. Neuralink is Elon Musk's project to put chips in people's brains. That's right, Elon Musk, not any vaccine. Yeah, well, you know, we've been criticizing Neuralink, the concept, quite a lot. We've taken a dive into the trial periods where apparently a lot of primates tested with the chip died and they weren't reported, how it was kind of obscured from the scientific community, the results and things, leading to criticism there. And I've spoken about all that quite happily, but I would be remiss without taking a different perspective at this. So I'm really happy, I guess, to bring this news to you. The first human to receive Neuralink implant says it let him play Civilization 4, which is a computer game. La primera persona en recibir un implante de Neuralink dice que Le permite jugar a Civilization 4. It's a computer game. You're thinking, well, that's not a real big deal, right? So he can play a computer game with his brain. So what? Well, Nolan, I think his name's Arba, A-R-B-O-U-G-H, Arbo maybe. He's a 29-year-old quadriplegic man, meaning he has no use of arms or legs, basically below the neck, he's paralyzed. He was the first human to receive a Neuralink brain implant, and he's reported a significant improvement in the quality of his life. As the device allows him to control a computer using his mind. After a driving accident left him paralyzed from the shoulders, from below the shoulders, Arbo struggled with computer use, even with accessible controllers. However, since receiving the Neuralink implant in January, he has been able to play chess and the PC game Civilization 6. Sorry, not 4. I misspoke earlier. By imagining the movements of the mouse cursor, likening the experience to using the Force, you know, like Star Wars. The implant translates brain signals into Bluetooth commands to control electronic devices. Arbor's surgery was successful, requiring only one day in the hospital, but he notes that while the technology has significantly impacted his life, it is not without issues and there is still much work to be done. Neuralink continues to recruit human participants for further trials of the implant. So there you go. You know, I have spent the last 6 months criticizing Elon for this. And I would be remiss without reporting this. There's actually a beautiful quote from the article. Let me actually pull up the article itself. A beautiful quote made by Arbor. In along the lines of that it's seriously impacted his life. He feels, oh God, I can't find the quote in the article, but he said he feels so lucky to have been chosen or to be taking part in this. Here it is. I'm so freaking lucky to be a part of this. We can't, unless we are, or unless any one of our listeners, if you're out there and you're paraplegic, you can possibly relate. We can't imagine the whole world of possibilities that has opened up for this young man thanks to this brain implant. So, you know, criticism aside, well done, you know, well done. Elon, lay off the ketamine or whatever the hell it is you're taking. You're doing good things, you know. So there you go. Yeah, interesting and beautiful news there. Okay, next piece of news, NVIDIA. NVIDIA company, a very, very valuable company now, making GPU chips, the things that AI basically use. A company that has just exploded in value over the last few years, thanks to A, Bitcoin mining, and B, artificial intelligence. So NVIDIA has virtually recreated the entire planet. And now it wants to use its digital twin to crack weather forecasting for good. Interesting. Yeah, NVIDIA se ha recreado virtualmente todo el planeta. El planeta, Nach. El planeta.
Vaya nivelazo.
Yeah, nivelazo for me. Desnivelazo for the Spanish language. Why is it a masculine that ends in A, this one? You know, there's going to be some made-up rule for it, for sure. Whatever. Y ahora quiere usar su gemelo digital para revolucionar definitivamente la predicción del tiempo. Really, really fascinating project here by NVIDIA. Let's dig into it. It's from Tech Radar, this piece of news. NVIDIA has introduced a groundbreaking digital twin cloud platform aimed at revolutionizing global weather forecasting. Announcing at NVIDIA GTC 2024, that was a big tech conference of their own. The Earth 2 APIs are designed to assist meteorologists and weather experts in creating more detailed and accurate simulations. This innovation could signify could significantly mitigate, the $140 billion in annual losses caused by extreme weather due to climate change. Remember, we were talking, was it yesterday or the day before, about how the new the climate tools we currently possess, not having the capacity to predict the warming that happened in 2023. This may be a solution to that. The platform, which will be utilized by entities like Taiwan Central Weather Administration, promises earlier and more precise predictions of events like typhoon landfalls and things of that nature. Running on the NVIDIA DGX Cloud Earth 2 Earth 2 Cloud APIs leverage a new NVIDIA generative model. So interesting news from the world of tech there, leading to more accurate and hopefully better predictions of the weather and these climate crises that we're experiencing right now. Before we get into the last piece of news, let me just pay a little attention to my sexy, beautiful people in the audience. Let's see what they're saying. Long time no see, Nessa Finessa says, Vero, it's nice to have you here, Nessa. I know, but I don't know if to believe it's true. I'm really suspicious, says Nessa. I think this is with regards to Neuralink. There are the guy who's the paraplegic man. Sorry, I'm forgetting his name, and it's very, very rude. Nolan Arbour. He actually streamed a little bit of his life and experience with the chip. I saw the video, and I've got to admit, I am so happy for him. And if this is what Neuralink is about, if it's about bringing technology into the hands of people, opening a wealth of opportunities to interact with the world to people who have lost that ability, then I'll tell you what, right now, I am pro Neuralink. You know, I think if this is what it's designed to do, if this is Elon's aim to expand the world for those who have lost the ability to interact with it, then yes, I am all for that. I'm all for that. And it's sad that so many monkeys lost their life in the pursuit of this technology. But if it ends up being for the net benefit of humanity as a whole. I know there's a lot of animal rights activists hating what I'm saying right now. But yeah, I honestly believe that. And that's my opinion, and it has the weight of anyone's opinion here in the audience or at home listening. I think it's in the net benefit of all of us. And I am thoroughly delighted for Mr. Arbour, 29-year-old, paralyzed from the waist down, from the shoulders down. Good for him, you know? And what a gamble he took to let Elon Musk put a chip in his brain. You know what I mean? I wouldn't let Elon Musk put shoes on my feet, let alone put a chip in my brain. And I'm so glad it paid off for him. Or it's paying off. He does kind of recognize that there's more work to be done there, but, you know, he's there and he's there for it, and good for him. The bridge says, at least a point to a brain implant. At last, a point to a brain implant, says the bridge. Yeah. I mean, if this is what it's about, if it's not about reading our thoughts or, you know, understanding what we're thinking to sell us better programs, if it's about helping people who need help, then yes, I'm all for that. You wonder in this world and human this technology in the hands of greedy humans, where it ends up, right? Where is the last stop on this metro of implanting chips in our brains? You know, but anyway, let's see. Friday Corn, let my paralyzed brothers game, says Friday Corn. Man, if games are the size of the planet, maybe the robot apocalypse is worth it, says Friday Corn. Joining us all the way from South Africa, how you doing, Corn Man? Vero, talking from experience, being able to use any handicap part of your body is a total success. I agree with that. Let's get a Probo approved, can we? For Elon and for Vero.
Probo approved.
After a bunch of disapproved Elon, you earned that one. Well done. And the bridge. Of course, Rob, I had a shunt connected to my brain. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Let's get into the final piece of news here. A little bit of developmental news about artificial intelligence. Researchers gave AI an inner monologue, and it massively improved its performance. monologo interior, would you say, in a monologue, the way we talk to ourselves. Los investigadores le dieron a la inteligencia artificial un monólogo interior y mejoró masivamente su rendimiento. Researchers have developed a new training method called Quiet Star. Quiet, como silencioso. Quiet Star, como estrella. That significantly enhances the reasoning abilities of artificial intelligence systems by giving them an inner monologue. I find this fascinating. This approach allows AI to generate multiple internal rationales before responding to prompts, mimicking the human process of thinking before speaking. The method was applied to an open-source large language model, Mistral 7B, showing notable improvements in its performance. This, to me, is fascinating, because the one thing that frustrates me, being someone who is investigating artificial intelligence, is that AI takes the same amount of time to tell me what the weather is like in Singapore as it does to tell me the meaning of life. Shouldn't it be, if these models are really working, are really thinking, that some questions would take longer to answer than others? Some questions would generate much more detailed and nuanced responses than others. Right now, that's not the case. And perhaps giving artificial intelligence an inner monologue, monologo interior, is the key to that. Who knows? But fascinating stuff all the same. That's amazing, says Nessa Finessa. Yeah, interesting stuff. Guys, all these pieces of news will appear in my Patreon later. Let's go to our unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Ooh, it's a tough one today. Okay, guys, I'm going to ask you to take a big gulp of your Let's Not Get Upset with Rob juice this morning for today's sensitive, unpopular opinion, which is not everyone should become a parent. Eesh, not everyone should become a parent. And I might need your help with this, Natch. No todo el mundo deberían ser padres? Eesh. Yeah, more or less.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude! I was flying solo there. I forgot to have the translation elf work on that one. Not everyone should become a parent. How do you think they voted on Instagram, Natch?
True.
Mm-hmm. Little or a lot?
A lot.
Yeah. Wow, a lot. True, 97%. Said true. But doesn't this a little bit fly in the face of traditional wisdom? I'm not going to say modern wisdom. I'm going to say traditional wisdom. Traditional societal norms. Is that not the path laid out for people? I had an experience on this show a year ago with you, Natch, actually. We were talking about parenthood. And I said, look, I wouldn't mind having a child. Because, you know, when I get older, it would be lovely to have someone there for me. And you said, that's a really terrible excuse to have a child. And it made me, it set me off on a spiraling tangent of inner thought that has culminated in today's show, which is not everyone should become a parent. And what is a good excuse to have a child? What is a good reason to have a child? Well, we're going to talk about all these issues today in today's unpopular opinion. 97% true, according to Instagram. Let's get into it, shall we? I thoroughly tortured the elves this morning. Boy, did I torture them. Poor guys. They're recovering right now. And they gave me some pros and cons with regards to this. Let's get into those right now. Okay. In the pro column, agreeing that not everyone should become a parent. Not everyone has the desire to become a parent, and that's a valid personal choice. Individuals should have the autonomy to decide whether or not parenthood is right for them without societal pressure or stigma. Bear in mind, those of us listening here in Europe are understanding today's topic on a completely different level to people in the US, who, thanks to the overturning of Roe v. Wade, have had access to abortion and things like that. restricted. So bear that in mind when you're considering this, okay? So not everyone has the desire to become a parent, and that's a valid personal choice. Parenting requires significant financial, emotional, and time resources. Those who feel they cannot commit to these demands might decide that parenthood isn't the right path for them, which can be a reasonable and thoughtful decision. It's weird that I'm reading this, but God, how many times have I heard from parents who are trying to get you to join the club saying, yeah, you know, when it happens, you'll make time. You'll find the time, you'll find the resources, the patience and the money required will fall on you. Is that true, Natch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our elves are saying, well, perhaps thinking about those resources and that time, is it maybe selfishness that keeps us away from being parents? Who knows? Next, overpopulation and environmental concerns. Some individuals choose not to have children due to concerns about overpopulation and the environmental impact of increasing the global population. This viewpoint considers broader ecological and societal impacts beyond personal desire. It's true. The most polluting thing you can do is invite another person onto planet Earth, because we are the animals with the biggest carbon footprint. Don't talk to me about cow farts. I know, they fart and methane goes up into the air. There are only as many cows as there are because we eat them. Just bear that in mind, right? We are the creature with the biggest carbon footprint on the planet. Final point here. Well-being of the child. Not everyone has the temperament, the patience, or the inclination for parenting. Recognizing one's limitations in this area is crucial, as the well-being and upbringing of a child should be at the forefront of any decision to become a parent. Amen to that. And that's a lesson I was taught by the Natch over there, in one simple throwaway line that he responded to. Let's go into the cons now, saying no. This is the argument against, like, restricting parenting, or, you know, to kind of go against those who believe that they wouldn't be good parents. Personal growth and fulfillment. Parenthood can be a profound source of joy, fulfillment, and personal growth. Natch, please, at any moment you hear something you don't agree with, I am so interested in your perspective here. Many individuals find that becoming a parent brings a new and enriching dimension to their lives. Okay. You know, you could take a pottery course, right? Or something like that. Pick up a book, man. I don't know. Buy a dog. Anyway, let's continue. There is no one right way to be a parent, and diverse parenting styles can contribute positively to a child's upbringing. People from various backgrounds and with various life experiences can raise well-adjusted and happy children. Children grow up to contribute to society in a myriad of ways, culturally, economically, socially. Encouraging a range of individuals to become parents ensures a diverse and vibrant society. And going back to what we were saying about the ecological problems, far from overpopulation being a problem in the future, underpopulation might be a problem. And in the final point here in the con column, even individuals who currently may not seem suited to parenthood can change and grow. With the right support, education, and resources, many can become excellent parents despite initial doubts and limitations. It's a tough one. Perhaps not as prescient here in Europe as it is in the US, but still a valid discussion to be having. Not everyone should become a parent. All right, let's read some comments in the chat here. Humans thinking before speaking, since when, says the bridge. Yeah, AI might have one up on us here. Neva Latho from Nessa, thank you. Vero, each person must be aware of his or her personal situation. Being a parent requires certain requirements that not everyone can assume. For me, it's the quality of the household. Like, I would love to be a parent. But what kind of an environment am I bringing that child into? That is primary to me. because of my own upbringing, because of things I've seen. It's primary to me. Pedro says, I fully agree not everyone is emotionally, mentally, or even economically equipped to become a parent. Parenting is one of the most rewarding experiences a person can have, but it comes with a huge responsibility. And we should also say financial burden in our society. True story. More comments here. We've got Born to Iron Man. Pedro with more comments, ton of comments I received on Instagram, and we'll get to those right after this break. But for now, our decision makers in the audience are going to tell us, true or false, not everyone should become a parent. Oh my God, friends, it's a good one today. Wading back into the waters of more controversial topics. Here we are, keeping it real on the Probo Show every single morning. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. My God. Wading back into the waters of controversial issues, we're talking today about parenting. The exact question, not everyone should become a parent, true or false? The votes are coming in thick and fast in our poll here live. That will be over soon, so get your vote in before the vote closes in just a minute. What did you miss if you've just tuned in? Wow, we looked at Neuralink. Sorry, pardon me. Sorry. To provide you with a bit of nuance, because I'm aware that occasionally I take a pretty clear stand on some news items. So to provide a little bit of nuance as a good exercise for myself, the Neuralink project by Elon Musk from another perspective, from the perspective of a user. A young man named Nolan Arbour, 29 years old, quadriplegic, now able to interact with a computer without, you know, just with his mind. Incredible stuff. We looked at NVIDIA creating a virtual planet Earth, a copy, a clone of our planet, to finally crack the code of weather forecasting. More important now than ever in the face of climate change. And finally, how researchers have given AI an inner monologue. Anyone of you out there, I know The Bridge and a few others of you, are equally as fascinated as me in the question of consciousness, what makes us human, how we think. And I see us fumbling around with AI like a teenager with a bra strap. You know what I mean? It's fascinating to see things that are working, helping us understand ourselves even in a much clearer and better way. And I honestly find this whole thing fascinating. Then we moved on to our unpopular opinion, which was not everyone should become a parent. We looked at some pros and cons. We've got a lot of messages to get through in the chat. If we don't have time to get to today's complete the news, fine. I'm happy with that. I think I'd rather spend more time on this issue, and we'll do the complete the news on Monday if you guys feel like you need to talk about it. So let's get into it. Let's see, where did we leave off? We left off with Pedro. Financial burden in our society. Good one. Born to Iron Man says, with a fertility rate of almost 7 children per woman, Niger is the country with the highest fertility rate, followed by Mali. Seven children per woman. Wow, that's possibly only among a few countries, very few countries that are not experiencing a demographic crisis, like a lot of our Asian neighbors, thinking specifically about China, Japan, South Korea, all experiencing or soon to experience deficits, demographic deficits. So interesting stuff. Let's continue on with Pedro here. Said, some people seek in becoming a parent some sort of transformation in their lives and often in their relationships. And although a transformation is inevitable, this motivation often leads to frustration. Parenting is about the child, not yourself or your relationship. This is key. This is key. This is an awakening that the Natch gave me. Yeah, I'm not beyond kind of false thinking and cognitive bias. If anything, my challenge in life is to overcome those. Because I've heard people say, you know, like, oh, you know, you're going to be lonely when you're older if you don't have a child. But that is, of course, a terrible reason to have a child, right? It's a terrible reason to have a child. My only question is, what is a valid reason to have a child? Because if you want to take care of something, surely, you know, you buy a houseplant or a dog. What is a good reason to have a child? I put that question to you, our audience. You tell me. I'm not a parent. Tell me, what is a good reason to have a child? What do you think, Natch, on that? What is a good reason to have a child?
It's difficult because when you want to have a child, it's like you want to have one or you don't want to.
Yeah.
Being a parent now, I would say a good reason is like to experience like maybe the best kind of relationship you're going to have.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe someone opinion differently.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like I have my wife or my husband and I'm perfectly fine and that's perfect. It's as simple as I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm an overthinker, man. As you well know, you know. There has to be a good reason out there. I did do a little research, as I want to do on a few of these. A desire to nurture another living being is cited as a good reason to have a child. I mean, okay, again, I'm seeing excuses to buy a dog, not to kind of put another human being on the planet, you know, to suffer the immense suffering, but also to experience the magic, you know, of what childhood and life is. A true enjoyment of children, I think for me, is possibly the number one reason to have a child, because you love children. Yeah, the time most enriching to you is the time you spend around another child. That is a good reason to have a child for me. Would you agree with that, Natch?
Yes, that's a good reason.
And it's the one thing that kind of, in my mind, that opens up my eyes to my potential of becoming a parent. Because I do love children. I love spending time around children. Not a big fan of the noise. But, I do take quite a lot of satisfaction from being around my goddaughters, for example. A feeling that caring for a child will be more fulfilling than at least some of what you are currently doing in your life. Again, that again is kind of, I have a child for you because you find it fulfilling for you. I mean, what frustrates me is like, when I research this topic, it's, as Pedro said here, it's putting all the onus on the parent and nothing on what kind of environment are you bringing that child into. Do you really love children? Can you offer a child a brilliant life? All the opportunities that you missed, are you bringing it into a calm, a healthy, happy home? I find like a lot of what I read wanting for all of that. Pedro continues, having said that, I think being a parent is a natural aspiration and we should not impose controls on that. It's a tough call. It is a tough call, making today's topic possibly one of the most fascinating we've covered in a while. So I'm very happy to be bringing it to you. Bont Wyman says, according to Time, for the sixth consecutive year, South Korea has recorded the world's lowest fertility rate. In the latest figures released by the government on February 28th, that number sunk to a new low from 0.84 children per couple to, in 2022, 0.81 in 2023. So that's fewer than one child per couple. That's not like everyone's having 80% of a child, which would be gross and weird. The rate is projected to fall even further to 0.68. Yeah, I've read that. Same thing happening in Japan, in China, in many European countries too. Let's continue on. Nessa says, the only good reason for me for someone to become a parent is the true, and I repeat, true desire to devote your time to that child. Can we get a Probo approved? Nessa, for Nessa, please.
Probo approved.
Completely agree. Completely agree. Like, if I were to have a child, that would be me putting my dreams on a serious hiatus at my age, forgetting about them and dedicating my life to being a parent, you know, because in those early years, it's consuming. And I think to kind of, you know, to make up the idea that, you know, I'm going to have a child, I'll sleep all night and then I'll catch up on my work and I'll make my podcast and I'll do my things. I'll paint my paintings. I think that's naive and that's stupid. You know, don't do it unless you can drop everything. But before that desire comes the responsibility to know oneself and know that one has sufficient maturity and capacity to do so. Another great point, Nessa. Are you in possession of the mental stability, of the calm and peace to be able to bring up a child? Like, I've only seen Natch in the last 15 years angry once. Or twice, maybe, I don't know. For me, I imagine you with your children, you're like some kind of a super dad, in my mind.
No. They consume your patience. Mm. Yes.
But are you in possession? Are you in possession? Like, this is a question to you, our audience, those of us that are mulling over this question. Are you in possession of the stability to offer a young life? It's a fascinating question. It's a fascinating question, and I think it's a question that all people who are kind of coming to the decision of having a child should be asking themselves. However, you know, it's not always planned, right? I think one of the worst reasons to have a child I've ever heard is, you know, well, I already have one, and I need another child to keep that one company. I mean, that's the rationale I use to get another dog, man. That's not, I mean, we're not talking about pets here. We're talking about children. Nessa, a teenager with a bra strap, so funny. thank you. Occasionally I have little pearls. Con says, yeah, children are a big commitment to make. The biggest in my mind. The biggest. And if you don't see it as the biggest commitment you're ever going to make in your life, then you're probably not ready to have a child in my mind. Again, this is my opinion, friends, not a statement of fact. Sounds like MJ says the bridge. Pedro, maybe a good reason to have a child is to experience unconditional love. Again, reading excuses to have a dog. I mean, it might... Oh, I'm joking, Pedro. Come on. Meeting a... What's that? So maybe a reason to have a child is to experience unconditional love. Meeting a piece of meat that only cries for whom you would die a million times. Wow, beautiful. A piece of meat that only cries for whom you would die a million times. That is beautiful. Can we get a Probo approved for Pedro?
Probo approved.
The bridge says, a reason for having a child is giving a living human being a chance to experience life with all its changes and beauty. Just that. And Friday Con, gonna... okay, no worries. See you later, Con. All right, so there you go. We've heard a myriad of comments upon this issue. I'm going to just quickly dive into some comments I received on Instagram. Let's see. Lucas says, not everyone is cut out for it. If you want to travel the world or focus on your career, that is a perfectly good reason not to have a child. Mia said, it's a tough one. I've seen cases where kids really needed more support. It's not just about having a kid. It's about nurturing them. True story. Like, parenting doesn't end at childbirth. You know what I mean? Parenting is all the time after that. And not just 18 years, for the rest of that child's life. Raj says, education is key. I believe in preparation and responsibility. If you're not ready to provide, educate, maybe it's not your time. Elena says, I think about the planet, overpopulation, resources. Yeah, Elena, I mean, I think a more prescient issue nowadays is a lack of children. Honestly. I mean, yeah, population is still growing incrementally, but less and less. And the for better or for worse, our economic engine relies on people, you know. Pedro says, notwithstanding all these burdens and responsibilities, we are all imperfect human beings in imperfect relationships, so we cannot expect us to reach nirvana before being a parent, which is also a very valid point. And when we're talking about these points, let's find out what you said. Okay, so I said among the audience, I said, not everyone should be a parent, and you guys said 86% true. Very, like, amazing. Yeah. It is a fascinating subject. I don't want to dive into any kind of... I don't want to dive into the abortion. I don't want to dive into anything. I want to keep this strictly to parenting. However, it's hard to separate the two, right? Because when you cut off access to that, it obviously kind of insists that a certain... It almost in its nature of cutting off access to that, you know, the result is becoming a parent when you might not want to, you know. Not necessarily. I mean, there are other things like adoption and whatnot. And I know people have religious sensibilities when it comes to that, so I don't want to kind of get into the abortion debate. And we'll just keep it to parenting. And I'm not a parent, friends. It's something I've considered, something I've been considering. The question to me is the why. Why become a parent, right? What do you have to offer? And perhaps a certain amount of overthinking is unhealthy. But I'm just saying maybe, just maybe, it may be unnecessary, but it might be the healthiest thing to do, you know? But I don't know, because that's just my opinion. And as Grandpa Bo would say, opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one and they all stink. Let's move on to today's 100 Humans. Oh my God. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. So we've been speaking a lot on the show about reasons, good reasons to have a child. Here we go. Name a reason not to have a child. Nombra una razón para no tener un hijo. Name a reason not to have a child. A lot of you interacted with this on Instagram. B. Lopez, Pilar, that's all folks. Teresa in the Sky, Celia Mendieta. Let's see, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Athul Dan, Gemma Recino, Pedro, Nessa, Ravdos, my God, so many, Andy, Vero, Carmen, Materia Oscura, Juan Carlos Vera, and many, many more. I'm going to have to finish there. Thank you so much for sharing your opinions on here. So here we go. Yeah, name a reason not to have a child. As always, we go to our number one, Mr. Natch, for this one. What do you think, sir?
Not liking kids.
You don't like kids. That's it's actually a brilliant reason. Name a reason not to have a child. You don't like kids. You know what? Andrea here says, just because. You know, maybe you don't like kids. Maybe it's, you know, it's a personal preference. In fact, there are a few kind of people who, Materia Oscura says, because they talk. So yeah, is it not liking kids? Is it just personal preference? Can that be a good reason not to have a child? Personal preference? Yes, it can. Well done. Preferencia personal, I guess you'd say. Personal preference, 7th most popular answer, with 4 of 100 humans saying personal preference. Yeah, let's see. Fours is with us, says poor household income, expenses. It's expensive to have a child, as we've seen. A bunch of people said expense here. Finances, says Andrea. A lot of people said finance on on Instagram. Expenses, gastos, is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, Fours. Well done. Expenses is there. It's the number one answer. The 100 humans queuing outside a bank today. 35 of 100 humans said expenses. Well done, guys. Wow, you're killing it today. All right, being in jail, said Pedro. Guess that's in El Castro. Sadly, it's not there. Come on. Nessa says, this is a subject that touches me deep inside because I've been called selfish many times for deciding not to be a mother, and it's something I just don't understand. Yeah, that is more the issue I want to tackle, not the issue of abortion or things like that. It's a person's personal preference not to become a mother or a father can quite often, in my mind, be the most responsible decision you have ever made in your life, and people treat it like you're being selfish. And there is one person here in the chat, I'm not going to say their name, not in the chat, sorry, on Instagram, who said, a reason not to have a child, because you're selfish. I won't read the name, given what we said there. I mean, it's an opinion, right? And everyone's entitled to their opinion. But yeah, I quite often see that decision and the people who make it as having made a really responsible, well thought out decision. But, you know, and that's not to say I don't like kids or I don't want to be a parent. I just think, wow, you've taken the time to sacrifice what might be a beautiful experience because you know it's not the best for you, not the best for your community. It's not the best for the child, more importantly. Anyway, so well done, and thank you for sharing that, Nessa. Forrest says, renting a home instead of owning your own. I'd say that's a finance issue. Bad genes, says Pedro. No bajeros, genes. I've got terrible Levi's, Natch. No kids for me. Too tight. Shooting blanks. No, bad genes, genes. Bad genes. Well, I'll tell you what, a bunch of people here said health. Affable Dan said health. Carmen Gonzalez said poor mental health, which is massively important, you know. What issues are you working through? Do you have the mental capacity, the patience, are you free of depression, of anxiety? Can you really be in a healthy place having a child? You know, so health, let's put it under the umbrella health. Poor genes, mental health, physical health. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. Salud. It's the fourth most popular answer with 8 of 100 humans today saying health. God, guys, killing it. All right, let's see. Because you didn't trust the world you're bringing them into. You don't trust the world you're bringing them into. Yeah, okay. Right, all right. Look, I'll give it to you. Yeah, go on. Why not? Nessa makes a fair point here. A lot of people nervous about the world being an increasingly more dangerous place or perceived to be a more dangerous place. I don't honestly believe it is, but it is perceived that way. One thing is true. We've never been angrier at each other, I don't think. You know, in a non-violent way. I don't know. You kind of think, you take into consideration things like climate change, partisan politics, you know, AI, economic strife. Is this a world you want to bring a child into? Well, in that list of things was climate change. So is climate change a reason not to have a baby? Apparently so, yes. Cambio climático is there. It's the sixth most popular answer, again, with 4 of 100 humans saying climate change, reason not to have a baby. I don't believe that, honestly, personally speaking. Like, you know, I don't know. We'll get into it later if we have time. Let's continue. Lack of stability, says the bridge. A lack of stability. A lack of stability is a great reason. A lack of stability seen from another lens is just enjoying your freedom, right? You know, tu libertad. You know, you just want freedom. Having a child restricts that freedom. If you think differently, you're being very, very naive. You know, you're not going to go clubbing every Friday, every Saturday night. You're not going to be taking vacations 3 or 4 times a year. You're not going to be, you know what I mean? You've got a child, you've got a little life to take care of. Is freedom there? Yes, it is. Well done. There are two more answers here. Lack of good laws in the country you live in case something goes south. Wow, that's a good one. Jeez Louise, Force. It's a good answer, but sadly, not there. Not there. Okay, let's turn a little attention to our friends here in the Instagram community. Society lacks common sense to raise children, says Celia. Ooh, it's a good one. Health, Athol Dan. Money, conciliation, or someone doesn't like a child. That's from Gemma Racino. Great answers there. Because it's societal convention. And you want to be a rebel. That's from Nessa Sinet, Vanessa. Ravdas also said you just hate kids. Come on, I hate kids. He also makes the point of, you know, what kind of a world are you bringing them into? A bad reason would be to hold on to a partner, yeah, of course. If you're having a child just to kind of nail someone into a relationship, that is definitely a bad reason. Okay. A few people here. Well, I'm going to concentrate on Pilar. Is it right at the top of the list? She says, too much work. You got too much work. Is carrera, a reason you wouldn't have a child? You want to focus on your career? Yes, it is. Well done. Killing it, friends. And there is one more answer. Robert De Niro was recently a father. Do you know that, Natch? Yeah. What might be a reason you might not want to have a child?
You are too old.
Your age. Well done, Ada. Without the 100 humans, I'll quickly go through the list. Name a reason not to have a child. In position number 7 was personal preference, climate change, your age, health, career. In second place, freedom. And in the first place, expense. Friends, wow, we covered a lot of things, a lot of sensitive topics. I appreciate you for treating it with such sensitivity. A difficult topic to talk about today. I'll just leave you this week by saying this, friends. So many things you're going to be doing this week. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me and the Natch, and it means the world. See you next week.